This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser. Our sponsors are Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives are available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. In the studio with us today, a first-timer, he is Brian Zipp with the Montana State Veterans Affairs at the Northwest Montana Sections Chief. Brian, welcome to Focus on the Flathead.
Thanks, Ross.
Glad to have you here for the first time. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, but first, awareness about the office itself. A lot of people don't even know it exists, even though it's been here quite a long time. We also want to talk to those new in the area who may not have heard about the services you provide.
Sure.
So tell us about yourself, though. Are you a Montana boy, or where are you from?
I grew up in Washington State, served in the Army for almost 21 years. When I retired, I had no idea what I was going to do, so I found out my aunt was selling her house down in Big Fork. Called her up, told her I wanted to buy it, and moved here.
Wow, that's simple.
Yep.
Do you have family here as well?
Well, yeah. I bought my house for my aunt. My cousin is my go-to partner for just about everything, camping, fishing, hunting. So, you know, he keeps me on track.
So you do things other than just work.
That's right.
What do you think of the winters out here, by the way? Because they're a little different than Washington.
Well, one of my favorite duty stations was Fort Drum, New York, which is in upstate, right next to Lake Ontario. If you've never experienced lake effect snow before, that is something else.
What about cold? Is it cold over there as well?
Yeah.
Well, we want to again thank you for being here today to get the word out about your organization. Tell us about the office itself. I mean, I'll tell you what, I'll read a little something for you here. Tell me if this is accurate. Zipp helps veterans and their families apply for the benefits they need through Veterans Affairs. That's what it's all about, really, at its core, right?
That's right, yeah. So we're service officers. We work for the state of Montana. We don't work for the federal government. So we're basically helping you fight for your benefits. We're in your corner. Those benefits include disability compensation, pension benefits. We can help you with health care. We can help you with service records. We do all kind of stuff for veterans that help them get to points or places that they need to be in their life.
So did you say you're not associated directly with the federal office?
That's correct.
Okay, so how do you get funded right here in the Flathead?
So we're actually a nonprofit, so we're funded through the state.
Okay.
So what it comes down to is donations and the veterans license plates. Those are one of the big sources of incomes for our division. The funding that we received is pre-programmed into the legislation and, budgets. Budget.
So how did you end up getting into this position? And did you climb up the ladder on this? Or how did you get into the position?
Well, when I retired, I was looking for a job, obviously. This job came available. I was hired on. Just starting at the ground, working as a regular VSO. Now I'm the Western Montana Section Chief, so I run Kalispell, Missoula, and Butte. When there's other regions across the state.
Why I asked you off the air, and you said you didn't have to travel to those places too much, but are under your, we call it purview.
That's right.
Okay, so let's talk about our home right here in Northwest Montana. How many veterans do we have locally that take part in the services?
We really can't get a good number right now. Of course, since 2020, a lot of stuff has changed around here.
Yeah.
Our estimates right now, our veteran population in the Flathead Lake and Lincoln County, our population has increased about 40%.
40%?
Veterans, yeah.
That is astounding, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really a lot.
With the influx of people moving in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's crazy. And have you been able to handle all of those cases?
We're doing our best.
Okay, what is the typical thing they come in for? Give us the top two or three.
The number one thing that veterans come see us for is benefits, which means disability compensation. And when a veteran has an illness or injury in service, they can receive compensation from the federal government for those specific injuries. For example, tinnitus. You're exposed to your infantry guy. You're exposed to a lot of hazardous noise. Because of that exposure, you got ringing in your ears, the VA will compensate for you. So that's just kind of the, in a nutshell, what we do for compensation wise. There are also veterans, eligible for pension benefits. We help them file for those pension benefits. And then most importantly, we have survivors of veterans that passed away from service connected conditions.
Yeah.
So, those survivors are actually eligible for benefits too.
Wow. That's good to hear. I had no idea. So if someone has a current medical condition, are you able to help in that that area as well?
That's right. Yeah, we can actually get them on track to our local clinic, the VA clinic we have over on Three Mile Drive. So, yeah, we can get them down there and see those folks.
Oh, I should have asked right at the beginning. What is your location of the office?
Oh, we're in the National Guard Armory on the north side of Kalispell by the Ford dealership.
Yeah, you said you were at the old armory.
Yeah, we used to be in the old armory. Funny little thing about the old armory, we had a Wolverine down there that somehow migrated with us. We don't know where it came from, but it's in our office.
Same one?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, you've been listening to the voice of Brian Zipp with the Montana State Veterans Affairs Office, discussing benefits, services available, all those things. We're going to get back to it here in just a couple minutes here, and we'll take our break and be back with part two of Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. We'll be right back.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached UberBank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
We are back on Focus on the Flathead. Happy weekend, everyone. Ross Strouser here, and in the studio this week, it is Brian Zipp with the Montana State Veterans Affairs. We're learning a lot about you. By the way, you are the Northwest Montana Sections Chief.
That's correct.
Now, what is under that actual office?
Well, so I manage the Kalispell, Missoula, and Butte offices. Here in Kalispell, we have three service officers. Missoula, I have three service officers. In Butte, I have one service officer. So we basically all do the same exact thing, helping veterans with their benefits.
And are you like a full-time employee?
That's right. Yep. 7 days a week.
Wow. 7 days
a week. I'm sorry. 5 days a week.
I was going to say, you are one busy man.
Feels like 7 days a week sometimes.
Since 2015, we've talked about this. I read this and I want to read it again for you. At no charge, which I didn't know. Help families with the same services offered by Veterans Care Coordination, including assistance with pension application, setting up caregiving services, and so much more.
Yeah, that's right. There are a lot of agencies out there that charge for their services.
Yeah.
And whenever veteran or a family member trying to get their federal benefits, it's free. You don't have to pay anybody to do these or help you apply for these programs.
Do you take donations?
We do, yeah. Yeah, you can actually go to our main website, dma.mt, and then there's actually a donations portion on there.
And do you ever need volunteers in your office?
Yeah, we take volunteers. You know, we'd love to have somebody full-time working up in the front answering phone calls.
Man, that would be nice. Yeah. Is it you right now?
Well, yeah, it's all of us right now.
Okay. Yeah, well, so if you're interested, how would they get a hold of you if they wanted to be a volunteer?
Just give us a call, 755-3795.
3795. You heard it right here, folks. And a couple individual things you wanted to talk about. The PACT Act.
Yeah, sure.
Which was signed into, would you call that legislation? This was back on August 1?
Yep, signed into law.
Okay. Yep. Tell us about that a little bit.
So the PACT Act is a program the VA... VA and organizations like the VFW, the American Legion, have all tried to fight with the federal government about benefits for veterans. Okay. One of the biggest things that the VA does is they take medical and scientific evidence to show that medical conditions can be related to specific things. For example, the burn pits in Iraq, Afghanistan, and most of those Middle Eastern countries.
Yeah.
So what they do is they say these medical conditions can be related to that exposure, and this is the same thing for like Vietnam veterans and Agent Orange. You can have these medical conditions because of this exposure. So we're going to presume those are related to service, and the VA will service connect those.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's a good thing because, you know, they've come a long way to be able to help these veterans.
That's right.
When I say they, I mean the federal government and everybody like your organization.
Yeah.
Being able to do this kind of stuff. Let's also talk about Blue Water Navy.
Sure.
And what that's all about.
Well, so back in 2019, 2020, the VA released another segment of law that included the Navy veterans that served in Vietnam. Those veterans that served within 12 nautical miles of the shores of Vietnam have now have the same exact presumptive exposure that the Vietnam veterans that were in country in Vietnam have. So this is really big deal because the Navy veterans weren't getting that credit, and now they are. A lot of them have passed.
Right.
So we have a lot of survivors out there that may be eligible for benefits based under their partner's service. So one of the things that we've been trying to do is trying to reach out to all these survivors and let them know that we're here to help. Don't go to the agencies that charge you. Come see us.
So when you say survivors, are you talking about people who were actually in these arenas?
Well, so like let's say the Vietnam veteran served. The Vietnam Navy Vietnam veteran passed away from what the VA would consider presumptive. Right. Their surviving spouse.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so there is benefits for surviving spouses.
So the family is what we're talking about here. That's pretty incredible, too. That's great to hear. Let's talk about all the other organizations you're involved with. We're talking the food pantry.
Sure.
All these other organizations that help out the veterans.
Yeah, so besides us, the Montana State Veterans Affairs, we have the Vet Center down on Meridian. We've got the Veterans Clinic on 3 Mile Drive and the food pantry out there by where all Kmart used to be.
Okay. Is there a need right now? That has to increase this time of year.
It really does. Yeah. We get a lot of veterans moving here, expecting to find a place to live. Unfortunately, like other housing markets, you know, it's pretty slim. So there are services around the valley that can help them out.
Well, this is great to know. Give us any information on contacting you now, because now that people are going to hear this, they're going to want to know all about you and where you are.
Sure. Yep. We're 2989 Highway 93 North in Kalispell, National Guard Armory, right next to the Ford dealership. Our phone number is 406-755-3795.
One other question before we leave. Do you hold any events throughout the year that where you're raising money for the organization?
We basically just support all the veterans' events across the valley throughout the year.
That's great to know. Yeah. You've been listening again to Brian Zipp with the Montana Veterans Affairs Office, and he's the Northwest Montana Section's Chief. Brian, welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
Anytime you have something going, we'd sure like to hear about it.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks, Ross.
Well, thanks for being here. This is Focus on the Flathead again. That was Brian Zipp, our guest this week. And this show is always brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back next week with another Focus on the Flathead right here on KJJR.